Thank you. Welcome to our annual conference call for 2008 and the outlook of 2009. This year's motto is the third place. We will have a look on the major figures in the long-term view. As you can see, we were able, without calling any additional equity from the market, to increase our turnover by 17% over 5 years per annum. Our EBIT increased by 19% over 5 years, and the EBT by 20%, which is quite remarkable. The dividend per share has only increased by 2.3% over 5 years, compound annual growth rate. We were able to finance little investments out of the current cash flow and not pay out 100% of what was possible. The NAV increased by 2% compared to 2007, and long-term by 5.7% per annum. Finally, the new figure in our reporting, the funds from operation, had increased by 14% on a 5-year average, and that really makes us happy. Last year's result was 1.45 euro. FFO is defined as the cash that is available for redemption of debt, that is available for dividends, and that is available for investments. One of the highlights, we had two openings in 2008. The first one was in March with the Stadtgalerie Hameln. That shopping center has no big surprise, but it's a solid property. It's doing okay, and I expect that this will be the case for the future. The second opening in September with the Stadtgalerie in Passau, fully let, and it reminds me a little to Klagenfurt, where we started, not that spectacular, but had a very good development. In Southern Europe, it takes a little longer, even though we are talking about Bavaria, but it's a good investment. Although we decreased the value in the first time valuation in 2008, we suffered a slight loss on the valuation for this property. Well, one of the highlights of 2008 that will followed by us for the next 2 years, I suppose at least, will be the extension of the Alma Galerie Dresden. As you remember, we decided to purchase the required plot that is blue on this slide, the extension. The plots were acquired last year already. We invested almost 21 million into that already in 2008. In June, we will take the decision where we will really realize this extension with 18,000 square meter sales area. We will get 90 new shops. As you know, our participation is 50%, so out of the total investment volume of 150 million, 75 million will be our share. That is already long-term refinanced by 50%, and the remaining part of 50% of that investment will be financed through credit lines until final refinancing. We expect that was the basis of last year's decision that we will achieve 5.5% net initial yield. Hopefully, it will be a little higher, but it will be in this range. Construction, if we decide in June, construction will start in summer this year, and the opening is planned for spring 2011. Coming to the development of the share price. Thanks to all of you and many others, we were very lucky with our performance last year. We achieved +7.9%, and we are a little proud that according to EPRA, we were the leader in Europe as far as share price is concerned. We were at number one, and throughout the globe, we stood at number four, and that makes us also very happy. The index ranking within the MDAX, which is for us the most important index which we look at, we also improved our ranking. We are now ranked 23 in terms of market cap and turnover. Relatively, we increased that from from 53 to 44 within a 1 year's period, but overall, the absolute amount of turnover has decreased from 1.1 billion to almost 750 million. But relatively speaking, we improved our position in the MDAX. Tenant structure hasn't changed that much. 24.4% of our income is secured, hopefully, through the 10 largest tenants. The remaining two is due from all the other tenants. And if you want to ask to Arcanda, I give you first that answer already. Arcanda is somewhat ranked 13 or 14 with a share of 0.9%. So Arcanda is really not a major topic for us for the time being. The maturity distribution of our rental contracts also hasn't changed that dramatically. The amount of lease contracts which expire in more than 5 years has decreased slightly, but most of it is really long-term, so we're also not very concerned about that structure in these days. The weighted maturity of the lease portfolio now expires in slightly above 7 years, and that is good. The key figures of the financial, I just want to point out that there wasn't a major movement within the balance sheet. If you look on the debt side, you can see on the liability side, you can see that the equity as well as the interest-bearing debt haven't changed. Only 3-4 million they have changed. It came up to be 0%. Only the other debt increased by 22%, and that is mainly due to the deferred taxes that are reflected in the P&L. So overall, total assets only increased by 30 million euro. That's 2% plus on the balance sheet side. We are happy that we still have an equity ratio of almost 49% and very much unchanged to the year before. And the loan-to-value ratio now is at 46%, and that is below last year's level. Balance sheet on the asset side, to the long-term assets, I come in a moment. Current assets have decreased by 84 million euro. That's mainly a decrease of liquidity for our investments. Nevertheless, total assets increased by 30 million. As already mentioned, no much change on the equity side, as well as on the bank debt side. Only the deferred tax liabilities have increased by 18 million euro. The loan structure, very important in these days. Weighted maturity of our loan portfolio still is 7 years. Average interest is now 5.3%. There's only 50 million to be prolonged in 2009, and we don't see any problems to prolong that that loan. Overall, we currently have 27 loan contracts, out of which only 6 have any covenants. All of these 6 have a debt service coverage ratio, a very healthy one where we really can live very good on that. And we have got in one DSCR ratio loan, in addition, an LTV ratio, and that is on a level where that's particular property can be could be devalued by 25% unless we have to talk to our bankers. Coming to the long-term assets bridge, we invested into Hameln, Passau, and Dresden, overall 91 million euro in cash, 70 million referred to Hameln and Passau, and 21 million to Dresden, as already mentioned. Then we had the IAS 40 appreciation in the amount of 66.3 million euro. That covers also a currency component, to which I come back later. We had a decrease on the IAS 39 participations, that is mainly Wroclaw, by 900,000 euro. Then we had a decrease, which was not relevant for P&L, by 38.6 million, that also refers to the currency side, and then there is a decrease mainly in the swap valuation by 3.2 million. Those are the movements within the long-term assets. the assumptions of our valuation. Perry and GfK, they expect a yield for 10 years German federal bonds, now longer term of at 5.58. That is 20 basis points below last year's level. In turn, the applied average risk premium increased by 50 basis points now to 2.1%. So overall, the discount rate increased by 30 basis points now to almost 6.7%. The assumptions regarding inflation rate hasn't changed between the years, still 1.7%, but of course above the current level of 0.5%, but that's an unreal level. The average property and operating and management costs that were deducted from the rental income within the valuation process decreased by 40 basis points now to 13.1%, but that, compared to 12.4% in our budget for 2009 and compared to 11.4% as actual figure for 2008. Those assumptions of result in a net initial yield for the property portfolio we've got, according to the valuation, of 5.6%. That is 15 basis points above last year's level, and compared to our budget, it's 5.85%. The profit and loss account. For the first time, we show a net operating income, and we will follow that for the future because that is the figure that has to be compared to the valuation of the investment properties, because that's the net operating income of the investment properties. As you can see, the property operating and management costs have decreased almost by €1 million. That is mainly due to lower maintenance expenses that only decreased by €800,000. The corporate costs of €5 million, they cover the costs of the holding company Deutsche Euroshop AG in the amount of roughly €3 million and €2 million corporate costs, administrative costs refer to the SPVs that owns the properties. Finally, one remark to the taxes. As you can see, now we have taxes again in our P&L. But last year, we also had from the operating result a tax burden. But in turn, we had a dissolution of almost €30 million of deferred taxes. And that's why taxes contributed to profit, where this year it was a burden. The revenue bridge. The additional turnover from Gdansk, Hamelin, and Passau 2008 amounted to almost €18 million. On a like-for-like basis, turnover increased by 2% or €1.8 million to €115.3 million. Net finance costs, the income from investments, that is mainly the income from Wroclaw, increased by €200,000, which is 14% more than last year. Our interest income decreased slightly. Then we now show also for the first time, because it's a mentionable amount, €400,000 savings due to repayment of long-term credits year by year. In turn, we have additional interest expenses from Gdansk, Hamelin, and Passau. And finally, the minority profit share increased by €2.6 million. That mainly refers to Danzig and Passau, where we have a 26% and a 25% minority shareholding. This year's minority profit share that is shown on the net finance cost does not cover any longer the valuation part of that minority profit share, because we had to put that into the valuation results, otherwise we wouldn't have been possible to show FFO in a proper way. The valuation result out of the initial valuation of Hamelin and Passau resulted in a profit of €12 million. The profit, as mentioned already, resulted only from Hamelin. Passau suffered a slight loss, but overall it's €12 million plus. The revaluation result, appreciations versus depreciations amounted to 54.3 million euro. That includes a currency gain of 38 million euro. In total, on a like-for-like basis, a like-for-like euro basis, the value of the investment properties increased by 16.2 million euro. In terms of the currency profit in the value revaluation part, we suffered a currency loss from the valuation of the loan, mainly in Poland. That's a loan of 90 million euro, and that is valued always with the current zloty exchange course, and that resulted in a loss of 16 million euro, so that overall the balance of the currency profit is 22 million in on P&L. One remark to the minority, you can see it's 1 million above last year's level. That is only due to Danzig. Profit before taxes bridges, the valuation result decreased by 1.9 million. So the increase from the operating part of our business was, the contribution was 11.1 million or plus 14% to 2007 year's level. Profit bridge, as already mentioned last year, deferred tax disposal was almost 30 million euro, our benchmark for this year's performance, so was 64.5 million euro. Operating result increased by 11%, 7 million euro additional profit, and the valuation result decreased by 2.6%. That's why we came up with almost 69 million euro profit. Net asset value, already mentioned, almost 2% increase to last year's level, on average 5.7% plus. Earnings per share, €2 compared to €2.74, but operating profit from 94 cents to €1.13, that's a plus of 20%. The valuation result contribution decreased by 7%, and as mentioned last year, profit contribution from deferred taxes was 86 cents. Dividend and performance, well, as you can imagine from the FFO, or the FFO allows a higher dividend for 2008, or would allow a higher dividend for 2008, and the coming future, but nobody would say thank you for that, and that's why we decided to keep the dividend stable. The shareholder structure also hasn't changed that much. The Otto family had purchased little shares. That's why we now show them with 19.5% compared to 90% the year before, and the split between domestic and foreign shareholders hasn't changed that much. We're still very happy that our friends from Edfund are still invested in Deutsche Euroshop. Coming to the outlook, as yet, there are no indications that Deutsche Euroshop will be significantly impaired by the crisis in 2009. The receivables, which is a very important figure for us in these days, the receivables are on year's end level, so no much movement in that, but below the average for the past 12 months. That's why we are not very much concerned currently. The write-downs, they remain at a very low level. Last year, we suffered only 266,000 euro losses from write-downs. That is compared to 115.3 million euro turnover, only 0.2%, and the vacancy rate is still stable under 1%, on the retail side, 0%. As far as further shopping center acquisitions are concerned, that definitely depends on the capital markets, on the debt side as well as on the equity side. We can finance what we have already followed a little time, like Dresden and Main-Taunus-Zentrum and Kassel and things like that, that can be financed by the current means. But really, new investments require debt and equity financing. We don't currently see any problems with the debt financing. For us, very lucky. On the equity side, we depend on the share price development. Nevertheless, we move forward. What's upcoming that really our decisions that we have to take is the extension of Altmark Galerie Dresden. We decide about €75 million investment. Fortunately, the debt financing is in place for 10 years, so only 50% of the investment volume has to be financed, and our part is financed through our credit line. And the other certainly very interesting development is the Main-Taunus-Zentrum, where we now expect to be able to start with the extension somewhere in summer this year, and that will be more or less fully debt financed. We start the discussion with the bankers now, but we don't see a major problem to get to raise the funds. And finally, we already did one investment, that was the increase of the stake in the City Point Kassel. We purchased the shares from Arcandor, I think at a reasonable price. And now we restructured that where there was the Hertie shop, 7,500 square meter, that will cost a little money in 2008, but fully financed out of FFO. And will contribute again with 100% from next year's on. So again, we are very relaxed. We would like to do a lot of things. We do some things, and that is our outlook for 2009. In terms of numbers, we stick to the figures we published already early February of 2009, but this year we also give a guidance for 2010, as it was the case in the past. We certainly have to accept that world changes, and nothing is 100% in these days, but we, from our contractual situation and from our budget, it should develop in the way we show it here, and even then, after 7 years, we would achieve in 2010 an average growth rate of over 7 years of 13%, 16% on the EBIT side and 14% on the EBT side without additional equity from the market. And I think long-term investors can be then even though happy rather than we do any bullshit. That's in short 2008 and outlook 2009, and I would be happy to answer your questions now.
Our first question will come from Thomas van der Meij from the Kempen Bank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Thomas van der Meij, Kempen & Co. Three questions from my side, if I may. First, on page 84 of your annual report, you mentioned that in 2008, yields for prime locations moved out by 125 basis points to a yield of 5.75. Could you explain why your own shopping centers saw only 50% or 50 basis points yield shift and are now valued at a 5.6 yield? And this is including the shopping centers in Poland and Hungary, which should arguably have a higher yield than Germany.
Hello? Yeah? I'm happy to answer that. I mean, that is an indication from Jones Lang LaSalle. With our portfolio at 5.6%, I really don't see any problems. We certainly can discuss everything, but I don't see any reason why that should be effective to what Jones Lang LaSalle says, because there are not many transactions, if there are transactions or at all. In our particular business, we follow that, and we never know what Jones Lang LaSalle refers to, what type of property, and there might be differences as they are within our portfolio. We also have shopping centers that yield above 6%. That's the average if we talk about 5.6%, and that's more or less all what I can say to that. I follow Ferry GFK. I can live with that. And believe it or not.
Okay, thanks. Second, could you give us
question?
an Could you give us an indication what you have seen in recent months in terms of footfall, sales, tenant defaults, and how the different retail sectors performed in your shopping centers?
No, I don't have any definite numbers currently. We will have that hopefully for the conference call for the first quarter. All what I hear is footfall is good. Still more depends on the weather. We had, at least here in Hamburg, we have 14 days lovely weather, so people don't like to purchase then a little more. That has much more influence than the current crisis. Fortunately, I must say that may change in the future. Definitely, yes. And as far as turnover is concerned, we don't have exact figures, only what we hear, and that is the consumer spending still works, retail still works, and we should certainly see now some insolvencies which may have happened independent from the crisis.
Okay, thanks. And last question, you indicated that future growth will depend on the possibility of obtaining new equity.
Mm-hmm.
At which levels would you be willing to issue new equity? And what would be your required initial yield on acquisitions?
Well, you will see that when it's in the press, what the price was. And as far as yields are concerned, honestly, there was one transaction only in our business, to my knowledge, in this year. And that was a very special situation, and that was more or less on the level we have in our portfolio. But I wouldn't have purchased it at that price. It was a very special situation, but that's the only indication I have. I really don't know how much I will ask, because it depends on the location, it depends on the separate entity, and certainly the situation I am in as a purchaser. And the more liquidity I have, the better I am, because cash matters. And if you are the one who can pay the asked price immediately, you have a definite advantage in these days. And that certainly could result in a bargain deal. But that's all. That's why I wouldn't ask for any, or wouldn't give any requirements for initial yields. You know, our long-term goal is 5.5%. That is still in place, but certainly not today.
Okay, thank you very much. One follow-up. Can we expect a press release in the short-term future?
For what?
For an equity issue, as you mentioned.
No. I doubt that. But I wouldn't say no. I doubt that. It's only that I doubt that, but I would never say no.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Sergei Demirchen from Orel. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to all. I have also some questions, if I may. First of all, can you please repeat on the Almart Gallery the split you intend to do in terms of cash, equity, and debt? You mentioned 75 million euro investment.
The total investment volume is 150 million.
Uh-huh.
Our share is 50%. So that is 75 million for us, and 50% out of these 75 million are already financed through long-term debt. So the other 50%, that is almost 38 million, is equity in the SPV, and we will finance that through our credit line.
Okay. So no need for capital issue for the amount.
For these investments, we are fully set.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and
additionally, it is, yeah.
Okay.
There's no problem to finance those.
Okay, okay. And what is the investment volume for the maintenance extension?
That's about 85 million.
85 million. But for this one, you need equity.
Our share is 43%.
Okay. But for this one, you need equity.
No, that will be fully debt financed.
Fully debt finance.
It has a loan to value that is far below any average.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said that you do not have figures for the sales of tenant for the first quarter, but do you have some indication for the last quarter of 2008?
For what?
For the sales of the tenants.
Yes, overall, I just oops, I have to take that just a second, please. As you may remember, we started in the first quarter of 2008 with minus 0.4%, and we ended the year, the 2008, 12 years development, with plus 0.4%.
Plus 0.4.
Plus 0.4%.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So stable.
Mm-hmm. You
like for like. That not includes the new ones.
Okay.
Only like for like.
Okay. Have another question. You mentioned some covenants. Can you maybe specify the level of these covenants and the amount of debt related to these covenants?
Well, I don't have the amount of debt in my mind, but the DSCR ratios are somewhere between 1.1 and 1.7, and the LTV is 60%.
Okay. All right. And last question on the dividend. Would you consider paying a dividend in shares or an option to pay the dividend in shares?
I would consider it if I were allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We are not able to do that. We can pay out dividends and then increase capital. That is called Schüttaufholz zurück in Germany. I don't have a translation for that. It's a shame that we don't have that, because I think the times are the right thing for share dividends.
All right. Okay, thank you very much.
Unfortunately.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now we have a question from Michel Varaldo from Societe Generale. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have some questions. The first one is about...
Not so loud, please.
Yeah. The first one is about the property operating cost, which is very, very low this year, only 5.2% of the rents. Is it sustainable? We have 6 million only. Last year it was 8, and the year before 10.4. So it seems very low.
Yeah, it certainly is low. That's why I mentioned our value in the valuation. We have 13.1% assumption property operating costs. In our budget, it's 12.4 for 2009, but we achieved overall 11.4% including the center management costs.
Mm-hmm.
That is mainly due to maintenance. We had a very little maintenance in 2008. That was 800,000. If you add that to the figures, you come again to a figure of somewhere 12.5%.
Okay, thank you. About the dividend policy, the dividend is stable, and in the same time, the FFO increased by 29%. What will be your dividend policy for the next 2 or 3 years? Is it in line with FFO? What is your strategy about dividend policy?
I don't know how the world will develop, but the only thing I promise is that I will do my utmost to pay the minimum dividend, because the FFO is not 100% distributable. We have to repay debt according to our loan contract. We start with 1% of the loan value, that increases year by year, and in turn, interest expenses decrease, so we've always paid the same amount over 30 years with these loans. That costs cash. Then we have some investments. If we refurbish a Kassel property now for 5 million, we pay it out of the current cash flow. So that is not distributable in 2008, for 2008 at least. And then we have dividends. Certainly, overall, we could increase the dividend, but for this year already, and I expect that also for the future, but it very much depends on how world develops. If we are able to increase our equity, I think we wouldn't have any problems to increase the dividend, because as long as the cash comes in, and so far this is the case, there's no reason why we shouldn't increase dividend.
Mm-hmm. In terms of rents, do you begin to have some problem in some shopping centers? Because I see, for example, in Rathaus Center Dessau or Wolfsburg, it is only stable or slightly declining. Is it any explanation, one problem with one tenant or something like this?
Well, you have always problems with one or the other tenant. The result is less than €300,000 write-offs. So
yeah.
€150 million is in our pockets. And that is still the case. The receivables are on the level of last year, actually. That shows that we don't have problems. We always have discussions. But we don't have to renegotiate or lease something out in these days.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with new leasings, the professional retailers, they all start to discuss and try to take profit out of the crisis.
Yeah, and when the rent is stable or slightly declining, is it because you have no indexation that it is only stable?
No, there is... As you can see, those properties, the development the year before from 2006 to 2007, they had a good increase. That meant indexation and slight refurbishment. And then the next year, there is no big increase
uh-huh.
in rents. Earliest the next year, so 2009, that's normal. And then we have some extraordinary income from exit fees year by year, and that varies over time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes 100,000 and next year it's 50,000. If you see the turnover, you can see there's 50,000 less than last year, and that's the only reason for that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you very much. In terms of currency, will you have in the next step a policy to cover, to hedge the currencies?
We don't have to cover any currencies, because it's only a bookkeeping problem we are faced with. We receive our rents in zloty and forint, but they are translated, exchanged into the euro on the same day when they arrive on the account. So the currency risk is managed, and all the remaining that are minor amounts where we have profits and losses on that. Exchange transactions. And the remaining problem of currency is really bookkeeping.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Fortunately.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star 1. And we have now a question from Matthias Storm from Inkbank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just had one simple question. What percentage of the asset base is now in Poland and Hungary in Eastern Europe? Because I cannot derive that figure from the annual report or the presentation.
Very simple question. Thanks for that. I have to take that. It's roughly 13%.
And that is based on appraisal values, on asset values.
Based on appraisal value, that's based on appraisal value, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have no further question.
Okay, then thanks to all of you, and perhaps you listen to our first quarter conference call again. I promise you that we will show good figures. Thanks a lot and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.